40 Days Pondering Heaven, Day 30. Will there literally be streets of gold in heaven? Revelation 21:21 says, "The great street of the city was gold, as pure as transparent glass." Hi, this is Jim Brown. For centuries, Christians have pictured glittering golden pathways leading towards God's throne. But does Scripture intend for us to take this literally or symbolically? Many theologians favor rich symbolism. John Calvin, for example, observed that apocalyptic literature often uses earthly treasures to point beyond themselves, gold representing purity and glory rather than material wealth. C.S. Lewis wrote, quote, "In heaven, we shall find that the reality surpasses the symbols," unquote, suggesting that these images offer glimpses of truth rather than architectural blueprints. Tim Keller offers another viewpoint. He said, quote, "Whether the streets are literally gold doesn't matter as much as what they reveal, that heaven has value beyond anything we can comprehend here," unquote. The passage also emphasizes transparency. The gold is like glass, suggesting something more heavenly than an actual earthly metal. Consider what Revelation also reveals alongside the gold. The city's foundation is set with precious stones. Its gates are pearl. Then no temple exists because God himself is present. Taken together, these images speak of worth, beauty, and divine accessibility, not investment portfolios. Really, we don't yet know exactly whether resurrection bodies are physical or glorified or a combination, so maybe the New Jerusalem includes actual golden streets. That's possible. Dallas Willard reflected the following. He said, quote, "God is real. His kingdom is real. Why wouldn't the materials reflect that?" Unquote. You see, both interpretations honor Scripture's grandeur. What matters most isn't whether we walk on literal gold, but where we're headed. The streets lead home to in my Father's house, as Jesus said in John 14:2. Whether symbolic or material, this promise assures us that eternity will surpass every treasure we prize, and that our true destination holds incomparable beauty beyond anything we can imagine. My prayer, Lord, following any road that leads to you will be more than enough. Amen. Another bonus. Another thing we won't need in heaven, Kleenex.